KQED.
So what about the workers who pick grapes and help produce the wine, and those who work in all the businesses that rely on tourists like hotels and restaurants? KQED's Farida Javala-Romero has been speaking with some of them who are wondering about the future of their jobs. Farida, 71% of the workers in California agriculture, including the wine industry, are Latino. And you were at an evacuation shelter yesterday talking to some of these workers. What did you hear?
Well, a lot of the people I talked to didn't know yet if their homes burned down or not. And they're also really worried about their jobs, like Marisol Paniagua. She's a mom of three. She's been living in the Santa Rosa area for about 20 years. And she was going to pick grapes this week at a winery that the Tubbs fire devastated. So she believes the winery burned down. And she doesn't have any savings.
No se agarró ahora sí, sin nada. De guardado, ¿verdad?
También. She's saying she has nothing more than the clothes she has on and a little gas left in her car. That's it, with no work on the horizon.
Wow.
So she's really afraid that if she loses her home as well, she might not be able to stay in the area.
Hmm. So for other workers, I mean, obviously, if a crop is not there to pick, you can't pick it. But the workers who are in industries that are important in the county, like construction, how are the fires affecting them?
Yeah, well, I met Jose Diaz. He's been working in renovations at a home for a while, but that house might have burned down. So he doesn't know if he'll get paid for that work. He hasn't been able to contact the owner. And he's also worried because he's got thousands of dollars worth of tools he had to leave behind in his home. And of course, he had to evacuate. So he doesn't know if that home is still standing.
A veces uno dice, no, pues, no puedo pagar yo ese dinero.
So he's saying he didn't buy insurance because he was just making enough to get by. And so working people like him, living paycheck to paycheck, might have a really hard time bouncing back from this.
Well, I know insurance is becoming a big issue for a lot of people right about now. But in addition to the wineries and the homes, we've also heard about hotels that burned down. And wine, tourism, obviously a big mix there in these valleys. What does this mean for the workers at those places?
Yeah, well, one of the places you might have heard about is the Fountain Grove Inn in Santa Rosa. It was a really well-known independent hotel, 124 rooms. I talked to the manager, Justin Heyman, and he says the hotel has 100 employees.
The hotel fell victim to the fires, and we had a total complete loss. The employees are obviously all unemployed at this time, and several of them that we know of, we haven't been in contact with everyone just yet, have lost their homes as well.
So now he has to find the employees and give them their last paycheck, and he says it's so emotionally taxing. He says he wants to rebuild the hotel, but that can take years, and he's also worried the fires are going to keep tourists away for a longer term.
Yeah. KQED's Farida Javala-Romero, thanks so much for going out and talking to folks and telling us what you found out.
Okay, thank you, Brian.